another edition of Bikescape. This is the Bikescape podcast again, coming to you recorded from San Francisco, California, birthplace of Critical Mass, which is what this show is about. Friday, this is Sunday now, Sunday evening, finally getting it together. Friday evening was Critical Mass, last Friday of the night, of the month, I mean. Last Friday of the month of February, and San Francisco tradition. It's been around for 12 years now. It'll be 13 years in August, which is hard for me to believe. Started out, it wasn't called Critical Mass, it was called the Commute Clot. A bunch of people were sitting around in a bar complaining about Market Street and how hard it is to get down Market Street. This is our main drag here in San Francisco. And somebody had the bright idea, well, why don't we all just go home together and take over a little piece of the road, and it'll just be for us, and we'll all ride home together, and it'll be safe, and we'll have fun, too. And that's just what they did. They decided to do it the last Friday of each month. And for the first 6 or 8 months, all anybody did was go down Market Street and head to the bar on Valencia Street, or Zeitgeist, where all the bicyclists and motorcyclists hang out in town. And that's how it was. And then somebody saw the movie Return of the Scorcher. And in that movie, they were looking at Chinese. There was an aerial shot of Return of the Scorcher. Is a great movie, by the way, by Ted White. Take a look, do a search for that. See if you can get a hold of that movie to watch. It was maybe I'll get an interview with Ted one of these days. He's living out in the East Coast these days. Anywho, there was an aerial shot in that movie where they look down on Beijing and they watch all the cars and the multitude of bicyclists, and you could just see this. They don't have any traffic lights there. At least they didn't when this movie was shot, and everybody is sort of out on their own. And I've actually, another idea for another show is Naked Streets, the idea of streets without any markings or lighting or anything like that. We'll talk about that. Do a search for that and check it out before maybe we'll be able to talk about it a bit on the blog before we do the show. Anyway, so they're looking down on this multitude of people on bicycles and in cars and in taxis, rickshaws, all sorts of stuff. And the bicyclists just sort of like move into the intersection. It's kind of funny, like there'll be all these cars going across in the cross traffic, and these bicyclists, they'll just sort of move out, and eventually they'll, as the narrator said, attain critical mass. And they'll just take over the intersection and move through, and then the cars will take over, and then the bikes will take over. So that word critical mass kind of stuck, and that's where the name came from, because it resonated pretty well with us, I guess. I got involved just shortly after that with critical mass, and I've been running for about 10 years or 11 years. And I find it as this amazing transformational thing. You know, it's about bicycle. You know, everybody has their own idea of what it is. Some people have, some people think of it as a bike protest, and other people think, oh, we're environmentalists, and other people say, no, we're anarchists, we're going to bring down the fall of civilization. And everybody's right, you know, and what I find really amazing about critical mass is how it just moves, it moves you from one place to another in an instant and then back again. You know, the public space, the commons, we're talking now about the space in Bikescape, and the subtitle of our show is Bikes and Space, and the public space is out there, and it's part of the commons, and it's sort of been owned by the automobile all these years, and it's not the way it always was, and eventually it won't be this way anymore either. And critical mass sort of illustrates for people who have just sort of accepted the status quo just what can happen to this public space when you take it back, even for a short period of time. The sound changes. You listen to this recording I've got here, and you'll see that the sounds are different than normal street sounds, especially in the city. And the transformation is also, it happens in the consciousness of the people that are riding. You know, it's a leaderless group. It just happens. It's what we call an organized coincidence. And so, you know, it empowers people. People realize they have that they can put some energy into changing the world. And a lot of my friends were energized by critical mass, became political, and, you know, became activists and bike stuff and other stuff. Anyway, enough of me rambling. I'm just going to go to the recording I made. And I hope you enjoy it. Thanks a lot. Listen to this. So, this is Bikescape. We're at Critical Mass tonight. Can you hear me okay? Am I talking too loud? This is Critical Mass. It's the last Friday of February. And we're riding down Market. It's a beautiful evening. I heard some woman riding up ahead that said she had been riding for the very first time in Critical Mass, her and her boyfriend. So I'm gonna go see if I can catch up with her. Oh, there she is. I don't want to interrupt you or anything. Did you say this was your first ride?
Yeah.
Would you like to be on the radio, on the internet radio?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I feel like a hoodlum. I love it.
You feel like a hoodlum? Like you're being a little naughty?
Yeah, like being a little naughty.
It's called freedom.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. I think those are honks of love. Yeah, so we just left Justin Herman Plaza heading up Market Street. I'd say there's maybe about 800 people, something like that. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. I thought I wasn't going to be able to record because I thought the Eye River was dead. That's the sound. We're at the very end of the ride, and there's a bunch of cops with motorcycles here. Which I don't mind, but it's a little noisy. I wish they sent bike cops instead. Going at about a walking pace right now. So excuse me for bothering you some more, but how did you just move to town? Is that why it's the first time?
The people, the friends to do it with. And these are classmates at San Francisco State.
Thank you for corking.
From the industrial design department. And a lot of them are bike designers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Do they ride in Critical Mass?
Are they? Yeah, they ride in Critical Mass.
Oh, that's great.
They've all worked in the industry, so they're not at San Francisco State.
It would be nice to see like a city. You're starting to see bikes like mine, well yours too, you know, in the city. But it'd be nice to see bikes designed that were made for city riding,
yeah,
rather than like out in Marin.
Yeah, exactly.
In addition to
there's like you either see like the elite tri bikes or road bikes or you know all out mountain bikes. But you don't see anything for like just hybriding around the you know hybrid city. Yeah. And if you do, they're not very like stylish or.
Or they're expensive. Like, doesn't Joe Breeze have a bike now? That a commuter bike, I guess. That's just really nice, but big and expensive, I guess.
Yeah. But if you want to know, talk about bikes, talk to these guys right here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't really want to talk about bikes tonight. We talk about bikes all the time. But this is it's a radio show about bikes, but it's also about space.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Bikes and space. Oh, hello. Nice. I'm doing fine. I'm talking to myself. Would you like to say hello to the multitudes out in Radioland?
Sure. Hey, Radioland.
This is Money. She rides Critical Mass every month. Sorry, I'm a Mr. Media Man tonight.
What are you doing with that?
I'm making, I have this new internet radio show.
Oh, that's right. You sent something out?
Yeah, I'm doing it like, I'm trying to do it once a week. Publicizing it a little bit tonight. Actually, I didn't publicize it at all because I was just...
You're just kind of playing.
I had all these flyers I was going to hand out, but I didn't get here. And when I got here, I just stood around and partied and tried to figure out my Eye River. I couldn't get it to turn on. I hope it's on right now.
We're at that past intersection where there was
Say that again?
Yeah,
what was going on there?
Basically, it's just the same sort of shit. They wanted me to get by. One guy threatened to call the cops. It's like, the one guy threatened to call the cops. It's like, okay, the cops are just like 5 feet back. You just look that way. Uh-huh.
And what were the cops making that? They were using their siren, like little whoop sounds. What was that about? Who were they aiming that at? The car drivers or the bicyclists?
Well, probably the cyclists, just that we were bunching up, which is fair enough. We should keep moving. But because of the two aggro drivers, you had a whole bunch of people stopped. The cyclists couldn't get by.
It seemed to me like a traffic jam, you know, as if it was all bikes.
Yeah, it was a traffic jam. It was all bikes.
But it's more fun when you're on a bike and you're in traffic jam than when you're in a car. It just seems more like a party. Manish is riding a red bike Friday. Standing in the corner counting us. He's up to 402, and we're towards the end, so I think there's probably about 500 people here. He's correct.
I hear the hogs. The hogs of hell, John. I hear the hogs of hell.
Arrgh.
Have you seen Max?
Yeah, but not since 1095.
Uh-oh. I think he's changed. Bartered, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me.
Critical mass is founded on the idea of bureaucracy. It doesn't have any leaders, but then on the other hand, we're all kind of leaders. And the way you lead is by using your office Xerox machine to make copies of whatever it is you want to do with critical mass, whatever your vision is.
Damn cyclists, you're all in my way!
Still, it's the cars who cause the problems.
Oh, cheaters, you have motors on your cycles.
There's a penny farthing. I wonder if it's you know who. It probably is. What happened there? All the critical mass accidents always happen at low speed. Slow motion. I think you skinned my leg, sir. It's actually the most dangerous time, in my opinion, to ride. I'm recording this, okay? It's actually the most dangerous time to ride a bike is during critical mass, in my opinion. So, it's a transformation of urban space here. See, one side of the street is all streetcars and track and cars going at a kind of a snail's pace, and the other side is a very slow rolling party. Right on Grove. We just went up Octavia, taking a right on Grove and heading into the beautiful dome of City Hall, San Francisco City Hall, which was going to be the capital of California, but turned out to be City Hall instead. And they decided to move the capital to Sacramento. Thank you.
Would you mind, sir, telling my vast radio audience what you're writing there?
I am writing a Waterfur that I built up with Velocity DPs and Phil Wood.
Phil Wood hubs. Are those hubs red anodized, or is that just the light?
They're actually gold with the red fill insignia on it. Yes.
Molto bella.
Thank you.
I was looking at frames. I looked at the water first, but I said, maybe some other lifetime, maybe one day.
Well, I bought my used, fortunately, Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist, really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
What are we calling this, an Eye River?
This is an Eye River, yeah. It does 4.5 hours at 128. Cool. That's good enough. And it works pretty well. I don't know. I usually keep it inside this bag here, but I want to be able to pick people up. So I've been holding it in my hand, so it's probably got some rustling sounds.
And the mic is good enough?
It's not bad. It's good enough. You know, it's better than having a wire attached to it.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people who built their own recording thingies.
Uh-huh.
But you can never get them that small.
Yeah, it goes right in my cell phone pouch. It's very nice.
And how far does it go?
This is Rolf, by the way. Rolf, what do you do for a living anyway? Very interesting computer geeky kind of person.
I build wireless networks.
He builds wireless networks. So he deals in, while we're dealing in the commons of the streets, Rolf deals in the commons of the airwaves.
Public airwaves.
The public airwaves, yes. You can actually, do you mind if I promote you a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Oh yeah, so he runs this thing called SF LAN. And they have this network of, how does it work? You have a big pipe somewhere that goes into the internet, and then you just sort of distribute it into a big wireless network around the city, right?
Yeah, we have 7 places where we hit the wired backbone. Most of the bandwidth comes from the Internet Archive. And we have about 50 roof-mounted outdoor wireless routers that provide free internet access.
Yeah, that's basically it. So it's kind of a critical mass of networks. So archive.org, I noticed they have they have a lot of radio shows and stuff too.
Right.
Like
yeah,
Democracy Now.
Yes. The idea is to have universal access to human knowledge. And if you have media that is under some form of Creative Commons license and in the widest sense belongs into a library, you can host it there.
I'm hosting my MP3s over at Radio for All. Do you know them?
No.
Radio. It's also free, but it's Creative Commons kind of thing.
The more the merrier.
Yeah. I have to give them a donation. Here I am on the air, promising I'm going to give them a donation one of these days. I'm going to give them at least $10. So, that sort of ended there. I was actually listening, even though I spoke it and I'm listening. The MP3 kind of gave out at that point. You know, the ride went on for another hour. I left about 15 minutes later anyway because I had a movie to go to and a date. Yes, a date. And so that was nice to be able to get away for that one reason. But I really enjoyed putting this one together, and I hope you enjoyed it too. If you have any questions about Critical Mass, put a comment over my blog over at bikescape.blogspot.org. I'm sorry, bikescape.blogspot.com. It's a .com kind of thing. You can also send me emails over at bikescape@ sbcglobal.net. Oh, what else? There was a comment about the last show where somebody was asking, I believe Ed in Pennsylvania was asking about my attitude about red lights, and I'm still kind of sticking by it. You know, I see his point. He asked me, you know, if he said if you're well, take a look at the blog. There's a question and a response from me there, but he said, you know, if you were in a car, would you even question the red light? I mean, because I was in my last rant on my last episode of Bikescape, I actually ran a red light in my podcast, but it was 5 in the morning and I could hear six blocks in all directions, and there were no cars, so I ran it, and I don't feel the least bit guilty about it. And luckily I don't drive, so I don't really have to, that question's kind of moot for me. I probably would stop, though. You know, I'm sure I would obey the light. You know, you don't have the visibility in a car, and if you do hit somebody, you're really likely to hurt them pretty badly, especially if you're going more than 25 miles an hour. But, you know, bikes are pretty safe. You know, they're actually safer than driving. And anyway, that's my response to Ed, and I hope you're doing well out there, Ed, in Pennsylvania. I put a little note on his blog about this show, and the next day, today, I woke up and God, the people requesting the feed have increased by maybe fivefold. So I don't know if it's because of Ed or because of some, I'm not sure what it is, but I appreciate it. I'm glad you're all listening, and I hope you're all enjoying it. And stick around, we'll see what we do next week. My computer's going to be in the shop. We may not be on time with the next show, but I'll let you know. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.